While I've long been interested in cochlear implants, a combination of consistently reading Mel's blog and my ongoing fights for space for visual representation on the Wikimedia Commons has reinforced my investment in accessibility. The more ways we express ourselves, after all, the more chances we have of being understood. So while it's great to be aware of a need to be more accessible, such as Benetech's diagram or this talk at Cascadia JS for Alex Quinn, it's a bit more difficult to figure out if you're doing it right when attempting to become more accessible. I have the terrible habit of adding in footnotes, or of linking things thoroughly, which can disrupt the text-to-speech experience. So, sorry, everyone. The most basic step I've taken is adding in the accessibility plugin on WordPress. Then, based on feedback from Twitter, I ran Apple VoiceOver, which shows I've got a long way to go, but it's also far better than it has been in the past. I now think I get things just well enough to realize when I'm making layout choices that would balance visual appeal and audio accessibility. I've also started taking audio recordings for some of my entries, and I'll continue to slowly flesh this out. Additionally, some image descriptions are now far more detailed and poetic than they have been in the past, as inspired by discussion with Diagram representatives at Aspirations Dev Summit. If you have requests for either image descriptions or audio files, please let me know. This has the added benefit of reminding people that there's a real-life person behind the entries on this blog, stumbling speech and all. But I still don't know if I'm doing this right. How do I find out? I feel strangely like someone stumbling on social justice. Is it on people already marginalized to lead me to doing things less wrong? Regardless, I'll keep bumbling along on my own, and I'm always open to learning more.